Your mother didn't tell you about it when you got back? Cora continued, holding the netting around her waist like a petticoat. There's a comet on track to pass right by the ship. The closest any has come since the colony was founded.
And there's a viewing party?
Cora nodded. On the observation deck. They've been making all sorts of exceptions so there can be food, drinks, music, everything. I'm going with Vikram. She grinned, but then her face fell. I'm sure he won't mind if you come along. He knows there are, well, extenuating circumstances. She gave Glass a sympathetic smile and turned back to the Walden woman. How much? 9. Suddenly, Glass's head began to pound. She murmured an excuse to Cora, who was still negotiating with the shopkeeper, and wandered off to look at the display of jewelry on a nearby table. She brushed her fingers absently along her bare throat. She'd always worn a necklace chip, the device some girls on Phoenix chose as an alternative to earbuds or cornea slips. It was fashionable to have the chip embedded in a piece of jewelry, if you were lucky enough to have a relic in the family or managed to find something at the exchange. Her eyes traveled over the glittering assemblage, and a glint of gold caught her eye. An oval locket on a delicate chain. Glass inhaled sharply as a wave of pain crashed over her, filling every inch of her body with a throbbing mix of grief and sorrow. She knew she should turn away and keep walking, but she couldn't help it. Glass reached out a trembling arm and picked up the necklace. The outline blurred as tears filled her eyes. She ran her finger carefully over the carving in the back, knowing without having to look that it was an ornate, cursive G.
Are you sure you don't mind spending your birthday on Walden? Luke asked, leaning his head back next to hers on the couch. The look of concern on his face was so sincere, it almost made her laugh.
How many times do I have to tell you? Glass swung her legs up so they were lying across Luke's. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
But didn't your mom want to throw you some fancy party?
Glass rested her head on his shoulder.
Yes, but what's the point if you can't be there?
I don't want you giving up your whole life just because I can't be a part of it. Luke ran his fingers down Glass's arm, suddenly serious.
Do you ever wish we hadn't stopped you that night?
As a member of the prestigious mechanical engineering unit, Luke wasn't normally assigned to checkpoint duty, but he'd been called in one evening when Glass had been hurrying back from studying with Wells.
Are you kidding?
She raised her head to kiss his cheek. The taste of his skin was enough to make her whole body tingle, and she moved her lips down, tracing the line of his jaw up to his ear. Breaking curfew that night was the best decision I've ever made, she whispered, smiling as he shuddered slightly.